Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Atlanta at the Abbey Convention, and I'm with Phil Gutierrez, the chairman. Phil, how you doing?
Good.
I think the first question to ask, most people know that you've been struggling with cancer of the jaw. Tell us how you're doing.
Well, I had cancer for the last two and a half years, and I'm just recovering from it, but I feel a lot better. I'm at this point cancer-free, even though they never tell you that you're cured. I don't seem to have any, so I'm back to work, and I feel pretty good.
Yeah, I know it's been tough on you, but you look good. So let's give a quick background. Most people know Abbey is a franchise group of floor covering dealers. You were telling me a minute ago that you have around 600 members that have around 700 stores with Abbey, and then a couple hundred more with Floors to Go, right?
That's correct.
All right. One of the things that makes you unique, as I said, you're chairman. You've been running this organization since the early 80s, but it goes all the way back to the 60s. And you also have a very successful store in Naples, Florida, right?
I do. I use that store primarily for the Abbey Group to experiment on programs and products and also bring prospective members to the store. So the store goes beyond just selling products and being a floor covering store. When I created that store, I didn't want it to be a static display. I wanted a real store that had to do business just like every one of our members has to do, that it makes money. And the store's been open for about 14 years now, and it lost money for the first 5 years. And that was quite an unpleasant experience. But since then, it's been making money, and actually today it's very successful. The store does approximately $2 million a month, which is a considerable amount for a single retail store. We do not do track work or heavy commercial. We do primarily residential and some custom building type operation.
All right, so $24 million a year in sales. That's an exceptional performance. One of the reasons I wanted to mention that store is it's got to give you a ton of empathy to what your members have to go through to be successful, doesn't it?
Oh, there's no question about it. You have the issue of buying products. We take care of that from the Abbey side. The issue of doing advertising, sitting down with a blank sheet of paper and trying to figure out what to do. I'm fortunate that my other business, which is the Abbey franchise, takes care of that. So I get the advertising already done, and all I have to do is tweak it a little bit to fit the store. The issue of trying to create a website, that's taken care of by the franchise group. So there's an awful lot of things that being an Abbey member, which that store is, I don't have the pressure of having to do like many independent retailers have to do.
One of the key things that people wonder now as you start looking at the way floor covering is sold, and there's the internet and there's the home center. And so a question to ask is, what can you tell me about the health of the independent retail channel? Is that still a very healthy and viable channel for selling floor covering?
It is. But it's threatened by a lot of outside forces, and I think the retailer has to be very aware of that threat and how to combat. I'll give you a perfect example, and this is a discussion that I was having last night, concern about the threatened independent retail. When I say independent retail, it's a non-box retailer.
Right.
In our store in Naples 2 years ago, we started with a promotion of free installation, free everything. And we make money on that because the customer has to buy the carpet and the padding at full price. And we make sure that we price it with enough margin to cover for the cost of the installation. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out. That's what you do.
You're not the one that taught Home Depot that, are you?
And unfortunately, I think so, because I know that we had some Home Depot people come by the store about a year ago, and they were looking at the free installation and things like that. And then during their visit, I think some of our people find out that they were from Home Depot. Of course, we didn't throw them out. Everybody's welcome in the store. And whether they copied us or not, it doesn't matter, but they started doing this. And I promoted this idea to many of our members. Okay, whether they do or not, it's up to them. But, you know, these are the things that you have to do to protect yourself from what they do. And you have to learn how to merchandise and market to compete with them. Home Depot just simply raised their prices and added the installation cost to the price of the carpet, and now they're saying it's free carpet. And my understanding is that since Home Depot did that and now Lowe's, they have had a 25-30% increase in the sales of carpet in a business that is flat to low. So as an independent retailer, you just can't sit by and let that happen. You are going to go away if all of those people around you start to have better marketing ideas to the public and steal your customers. So you have to be proactive.
Let me ask you another question. When you talk about this competition to the home centers, do you also teach your members to promote this buy local concept? Because this day and age, when you start looking at some of the trends, curation, having a custom project, completely understanding the product and getting a lot of product information at the store, that's a lot of the benefits you get from having these independent retailers, isn't it?
Well, first, all of our promotional material, all of our advertising material says it's got 800 store buying power, locally owned. So the locally owned issue is very important for the consumer to know that when they deal with that store, they're dealing with the ownership of the business. In addition to that, the care of the whole process is a lot more knowledgeable, more professional, more informative than it is from a box, where in most cases, the people who are helping the buyer are not well informed about what they're selling. And actually, the process of buying from one of those boxes, a complex thing like an installation of carpet or tile or stone, can be quite arduous and traumatic.
The other threat that the independent retailers are facing is this internet, and I know this year you're rolling out a whole new presence on the web. Seems like your staff has done a good analysis to build a clean, forward-facing internet presence for everyone. But the great thing about floor covering is that it's a kinetic product. It's a product that you need to touch and feel to buy. So that's an advantage also that should bode well for the independent retailer.
Well, not only that, and then, you know, if you ever try to take a 12-foot by 50-foot roll of carpet out of a truck, it's not an easy thing for a consumer to do. So that part, I think carpet is reasonably safe from mail order type situation. I think it's more the internet sellers that don't have brick and mortar. They just place a petition in the internet, and in many cases they just have a warehouse where the installation crews come out of. You know, that's existed since back in the 60s. We used to call them boiler rooms, and it was an 800 number you call. And it was a high-pressure sales with an individual salesman coming into the home. Now it's done through the internet, through a computer. What we try to do, which, by the way, we give to our members free of charge, just being part of the member of the club allows them to have all of these things at no charge. It's the most advanced, up-to-date website that we could possibly do. And we have a brand-new website, which we have been working for the last 22 months, and we have spent an enormous amount of effort and money for our members, because that is the first lineup that the customers see.
Yeah. Let me ask you one last question before we run out of time. What is your outlook for 2017? What would you tell your members what to expect this year and as far as business conditions?
Well, I hope that it's very good. I mean, the consumer sentiment couldn't be any higher after election, so there's a positive. In spite of what you hear about all the people in Hollywood complaining and marching and all that kind of stuff, business outlook is very good. So we feel very positive about the coming months.
All right. Phil, it's great to be with you again. Been talking to Phil Gutierrez, the chairman of Abbey Carpet and Floor, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.